had two close calls for World Cup entry in years gone by. The last World Cup, we had to beat the USA at home, and the match ended up in a draw, and we lost our chance to qualify. So Trinidad has been near qualification on two occasions into the World Cup. So when we did finally make it, the whole island, every Trinidadian who follows this game was elated.
Being the smallest nation ever to qualify for the World Cup is also a nice feeling as well. You know, it's all about really feeling good about the team, but feeling good about your home country as well. Being away from the home country also gives you, I guess, a little bit more, or brings a little bit more emotion into the whole win and the qualifications of it. And so you're looking forward for the 10th of June, really.
If there is any one of the World Cup debutants that will draw immense popular support for their cheery nature and happy disposition, Trinidad and Tobago will definitely be a crowd favourite. As one of the final 32 teams in the Cup, Trinidad and Tobago becomes the smallest country to ever qualify. With just over 1 million people, it's an outstanding effort. But as Randall Sadu of Australia's Trinidadian community tells us, they came very close to qualifying once before, and he was there in the stadium the day the kettle drum stopped.
As a kid in Trinidad and going through the secondary school, football was always second to cricket in Trinidad, and I think right now it probably still is. But the keenness of the soccer really happened in the 86-87 period, where in this modern times the Trinidad team was really on the verge of qualifying with really some good solid young players. You know, obviously we missed the chance in 1989, but that was certainly, until now, that would have been the highlight of the real soccer achievement of the Trinidad and Tobago national team.
What was the reaction like in Trinidad and Tobago when you got into the World Cup?
Well, look, it was over here, it was telephone calls and emails, and it was just, you know, all the people who really, was there with the one game away in 89 really felt that this was justice being done in our times, because I think we really felt that Trinidad and Tobago should have qualified then. And this was just a sort of, if you want to say, something happening to make up, if you want to say, for that time. So it was certainly happiness all along, and reliving that whole period in the stadium in 1989.
You were in the stadium in 1989, you said.
Yes, I was there, and, it obviously was full of emotions, and, you know, if you wanted to see a lot of cheers in a stadium, you really would have seen it on that day. I think for about a half an hour after the game, nobody was moving anywhere.
But as they are renowned, Trinidadians know how to have fun. In Australia, they will do what they do the world over. Whether it is during the cricket or the football, they will party.
We would be looking to have, what we would call a little lime or a party, really, kicking off for dinner time on the Saturday night, followed by some drinks and some music and chats and dance, and wait for 1 o'clock when everybody start taking their position.
Sydney-based Trinidadian musician Errol Renaud is more than familiar with the passion of his countrymen. He says back home in the Twin Islands, the party is about to get started.
Trinidad is, people are very community-minded. So you find that a lot of people would watch the game together. They would get together in somebody's home, maybe the man who's got the biggest TV set, I guess. And they'll be there watching it. They'll get verbal. You know, they'll be cheering their team on as if they were actually in Germany. And, it will be a whole verbal, real, cheerful group of people sitting down, really enjoying the fact that such a small nation as Trinidad has made it to the World Cup.
Is the rest of the Caribbean behind you?
Yes, I would say. Jamaica, the other very good team, made it to the World Cup before this one. And we were behind them. So they'll return there. They complement this World Cup, and the rest of the footballing nation in the Caribbean would definitely be cheering for Trinidad. I mean, it's always good to see the smaller nations doing well, and the predictable nations like Brazil and France, West Germany, have always been there in every World Cup final, England. So to see people, the new teams come in and perform good is always appreciated, even though you're not backing them, but at least, you know, as a sports-minded person, it'll always be nice, always be a nice thing.
What are the prospects for Trinidad and Tobago then during the World Cup?
You know, we're not a huge nation, and our prospect, we would give a good performance, I know, because we've got good players. And as everybody's saying, we have nothing to lose. You know, nothing is expected of us, so we're going to go there and play a great brand. And when that happens, like South Korea did in the last World Cup, you can progress, because a lot of the big teams are expected. They got the pressure on them, and they go out there with that pressure. Unlike Trinidad, we have no pressure, and we're not expecting to win the World Cup, so we're just going to go out there and enjoy it. And sometimes that sort of attitude do have a result. We had a great crowd response when we had our last trial game at home. We played Peru, and the stadium there was full. So, yeah, you know, there's a contingent of people going up to back the team. There's some musicians also being hired from Trinidad to go up there and give some cultural performance. So, yeah, it's huge.
If Trinidad and Tobago fall out of competition, would you follow Australia?
I do. I was so happy that Australia made it through, because living here and being a great supporter of football, I would like to see the game grow here and more people get to like it. So from that aspect, I was really happy that Australia did progress. And yeah, I'll back Australia. I've got other teams that I like Brazil. Most Trinidadians, if Trinidad fall out, Brazil would be a team that they go for, because we're close to Brazil and we always love the Brazilian brand of football.
Both fans are realistic about their country's chances amongst the titans of world football. But as Randall Sadu says, the very fact that this tiny nation has even got this far is reason to celebrate.
We would think that we would have won already in terms of just getting there. So I think if you look at it, the pressure all around is looking forward to the second rounds and looking at the unexpected to happen, because, you know, Trinidad is up against three big guns. But I think we've got the quality of players and we've got the skills base that, you know, there is good chances and opportunities that could come about on that day. If all goes well and we graduate to the second round, I think the celebration, the parties and the second round games would probably take a more probably state approach, where we probably end up having some sort of a gathering in Melbourne, where we have an extended community as well, where we'll probably do something a lot bigger, a lot more grand.